The Australian Years, 1891 to 1900. Responding to the call of the General Conference to visit Australia to aid in establishing an educational work, Ellen White arrived in Sydney, December 8, 1891. She accepted the invitation somewhat reluctantly, for she had wanted to get on with her writing of a larger book on the life of Christ. Soon after her arrival, she was stricken with inflammatory rheumatism, which confined her to her bed for some 8 months. Although suffering intensely, she persisted in writing. In early 1893, she went to New Zealand, where she worked until the end of the year. Returning to Australia in late December, she attended the first Australian camp meeting. At this camp meeting, plans for a rural school were developed that resulted in the establishment of what became Avondale College at Currambong, 90 miles north of Sydney. Ellen White purchased land nearby and built her Sunnyside home late in 1895. Here she resided, giving her attention to her writing and traveling among the churches until she returned to the United States in August, 1900. 1892, June spoke at opening of Australian Bible School in two rented buildings in Melbourne. 1892, Steps to Christ and Gospel Workers published. 1894, January joined in planning for a permanent school in Australia. 1894, May 23 visited the Currambong site. 1895, December moved to her Sunnyside home at Currambong, where much of The Desire of Ages was written. 1896, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing published. 1898, The Desire of Ages published. 1899-1900, encouraged the establishment of Sydney Sanitarium. 1900, Christ's Object Lessons published. 1900, August left Australia and returned to United States.